Today's episode is the season finale of my hit series, 2 Minute Drill. It's the first pitch-only show with four contestants competing for over $50,000 of cash and prizes. Joining me today is Will Ford, president and co-founder of LaunchBoom, and Rory Cataya, the CEO of Verb Technologies. You can watch the finale of the 2 Minute Drill this Friday at 8:30 p.m. Pacific on Bloomberg TV, and always watch the rest of the season one at any time on Amazon Prime Video.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
I'm David Meltzer, and welcome to 2 Minute Drill. Each contestant will get 2 minutes to pitch. Then they will answer one question and get feedback from our other featured judges. I'll be giving my good points throughout the pitch during their answer. After the pitches are complete, our JA Impact judge, Scott Absher, CEO from Shift Pixie, will decide which pitch had the greatest impact, and a donation will be made to Junior Achievement University worldwide. Finally, our closer, Rory Cataya, the CEO from Verb Technologies, will decide our champion, who will receive over $50,000 of cash and prizes. We'll be right back to hear our first pitch here on 2 Minute Drill. Welcome back to 2 Minute Drill. I'm here with our judges, Rory Cataya, the CEO of Verb Technologies, and Will Ford, president and co-founder of LaunchBoom. Let's get started. Next up, say hello to co-founder and CEO of Fan Allies, Juan Juan. Take it away, Juan.
Sports data and analytics is rapidly growing. Fantasy sports and sports betting have over 100 million Americans participating. We want a piece of the exploding sports betting market estimated at $215 billion by 2025. Everyone wants to win, but they just don't have the time and data to do the research needed. On average, we spend about 10 hours a week on research, and it's difficult. You can see Americans lose about $120 billion a year in sports betting. Having played fantasy sports and bet on sports for over 15 years, we needed to speed this up. My name is Juan Juan, CEO of FanAlyze, a sports search engine and analysis platform to speed up research by aggregating relevant data and using search to quickly analyze and compare players or teams. You search a player to get valuable information. You search two or three players to get a patent-pending comparison with all the data you need to help you win. We've launched our iOS and Android app, receiving a 4.5-star app rating with over 5,000 users. We saw 60% month-over-month growth during the NFL season, and our users enjoy all the data in one location and the ease of comparing players and teams. We're the number one fantasy sports search engine with the vision to be the Google for sports data. Our team is ready. I grew up on the tougher side of Silicon Valley, filled with gangs, drugs, and crime. Sports actually kept me out of trouble playing baseball, basketball, and football, where I met my co-founder, Chris Lomboy. We both started our careers working for several tech startups and have a combined 40 years experience in engineering and product design. We're raising an initial round and finding the right partners and investors to help us scale to meet the enormous opportunity. We currently have MLB and NFL data and adding NBA data next month. We're offering a subscription model and targeting 10,000 payers with revenues in 500,000 in 2021. Let's team up to change how each fan analyzes sports data.
So Juan, I love your idea. I love your business model.
Thank you.
I personally am in two fantasy football leagues right now that I'm absolutely dominating. So again, if I can get some better information ahead of time,
yes,
to give me an extra edge, that would definitely help me do even better next year, right? So I love your model. I love what you're doing. The question I have is 5,000 downloads of your app. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So where did you acquire those customers? How did you get those downloads?
Yeah, just right word of mouth. And we focused on really user retention and experience. And then we went to Reddit, Facebook, talked to our friends and family, and they shared it with their friends and family. Now we're focused. Now we got some product market fit. We're ready to scale, and we're looking for investors and partners like yourself. So,
amazing. 5,000 from just word of mouth, family and friends. Incredible. You're sitting on a gold mine, man. I love what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of gold mines, you should change your name from Juan Juan to Win Win, because that was a winner pitch. You had a few stumbles. You're human. You make mistakes, but so engaging and charismatic and calm and descriptive. The one thing that you left out, and unfortunately for you, I know this space extremely well, is that you didn't really describe the money-making aspect of even the value the company has today. Because 5,000 users, 5,000 downloads, the hottest space right now, we've legalized, over 22 states have legalized sports gambling over the literally 18 months. It's hundreds of dollars per person, the value of that data. Your audience is the audience that everybody wants right now. It has a huge ROI, and you didn't touch on your ROI, your true success, your economic success. Other than that, win-win, I mean, Juan, great job.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
I'm excited to hear our next pitch from Jaden Risner. Jaden is the co-founder and CEO of Family Proud. Jaden, you're up on 2 Minute Drill.
Hi, my name is Jaden Risner, CEO, co-founder of Family Proud. Family Proud is a family care management software that makes receiving and providing support easy for families. We're focused in the cancer and military family market to start. Our team is made up of Naval Academy and Stanford GSB graduates, cancer survivors, military veterans, but most importantly, we have all experiences as caregivers, patients, and supporters, and understand what it means to deliver empathy through technology. Several years ago, I was deployed to the Navy as a special operations helicopter pilot when my mother had a heart attack, and I had that gut-sinking feeling that I didn't know what to do. I was faced with the burdens of remote support and care, and it was inspired me to found Family Proud. I've been an informal caregiver for my mom now for about 5 years, and I know that sadly my story is only one of many. I'd like everyone to ask themselves who they care about and what you're willing to do for them. Medical expenses are the number one reason families go bankrupt in the United States. With over $4 trillion spent in healthcare, over $350 billion are actually out-of-pocket expenses. One out of every three GoFundMe sites are for medical donations, and our loved ones deserve better. It's not a question that people are looking for a different way to provide support. Family Proud helps families connect to other families to be able to share those lessons learned, and most importantly, help them save money through our care registry. It's similar to a wedding registry, but our platform provides product service recommendations based on the hardship of the family, allowing the family now to have a transparent support model, purchasing items such as food, transportation, and care items. With Family Proud, a family is now able to receive the support that they need, and the support network is able to provide that transparent support emotionally, financially, and logistically. Family Proud generates revenue through our partnerships and software licensing and has saved families around $3,000 in out-of-pocket expenses since our beta was launched earlier this year. We're a graduate of a top digital health accelerator and an SBI award recipient. We've raised $400K of our $750K angel round and are looking for $350K to close the round. We invite you to join our family.
So, look, I really want to be able to support people like you with your background, especially in an area like this. This is sort of a niche need, but it's a big need, and it's clearly underserved. So I really appreciate what you're doing. I think that you want to spend a little bit of time working on the pitch. You want to read less, be a little more compelling, obviously there's a tremendous amount of passion for this project within you. That needs to come out a little more. You just need to relax a bit, practice. How do you make money from this business?
So the primary is a B2B SaaS, so licensing of the software. And then the secondary is actually revenue through the partnerships of the products and services purchased on the registry.
Yeah. Thank you for your duplicative service, Jaden, especially for us as a community. I really appreciate that. More importantly, let me help you with your pitch. People buy on emotion for logical reasons. Start with the story, man. This guy's almost in tears over here listening to you, and you didn't even try. You're reading it off, like Rory said. Perfectly polished and practiced. You could have been a little bit more animated and told the story of what it felt like. And then you get into all of those great statistics. The second piece of advice is that you set a critical business issue. The number one reason people go bankrupt in America is healthcare. That rang true with me. I thought it was golf courses. Just personal experience. I didn't realize it was healthcare. But more importantly, hit that home. Talk about a need, and who do we want to take care of most? The people that have taken care of our freedom in our country, people like you and their families that have given service. So thank you once again for everything you do for your family and for all of ours.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
More 2 Minute Drill is coming up next. But first, check out this tip of the day from Jason Waller with True Underdog Podcast.
Hey, I'm Jason Waller, True Underdog Podcast, with your tip of the day for the two-minute drill. Be aware of the timing of your pitch and how long it typically takes to get your point across. Remember that you need to do your best to be brief while still covering what's most important about you and your business. Maximize the amount of time that you're given, but take the situation into account before time runs out.
Welcome back to 2 Minute Drill. Now let's get to our next contestant. Our next contestant is Chuck DeMonte. He's the president of Plan Z Marketing. Chuck, your 2 minutes starts now.
Hi, my name is Chuck DeMonte. I am a successful and experienced entrepreneur, and I am the president of Plan Z Marketing. We're a full-scale digital marketing agency, and today I want to tell you about a brand new service pillar we're launching with another partner and very successful marketing agency called Exceptional. But before I tell you about the service, let me tell you about the problem. So for many businesses, from solopreneurs to medium-sized businesses, they either don't have the budget to hire a larger agency to help them, or maybe they're just starting their business and need help with the basics like social media content or sending an email newsletter. And there really is no place for them to go to get reliable, valuable, and professional help. So up to this point, we've focused on providing large-scale digital marketing strategies for our clients and didn't really have a solution for this other segment until now with this brand new service, which we're calling Vital. So why do we call it Vital? Basically, within larger marketing strategies, there are a few components that we feel are essential marketing services vital to any businesses. And while these components might seem simple to execute, they require knowledge of marketing space, knowledge of different platforms, and time to run these strategies, all things many businesses and business owners don't have. So what we've done alongside Exceptional is create a group of a la carte services that businesses can come through to our portal and purchase these packages depending on what services they're looking for. So that's things like posting on social media, increasing followers on social media, making blog posts, getting targeted traffic to your website. All things that, again, look simple on the surface, but can be more complex to execute competently and consistently. We feel this is going to be an absolute home run, not only for our agencies, but the businesses as well. It gives them a lower barrier to entry when working with higher end digital marketing agencies. It gives them a level of expertise that they don't typically see, right? And the value that these services bring to the businesses are exponential when compared to the price point. We have the infrastructure in place. We have a beta version built out. And now what we're looking for to hopefully accomplish by being on 2 Minute Drill is to take the $50,000 to help us get exposure to businesses who would like to be a part of the beta launch. And if things go well, we're going to be looking for investors to help increase the reach of our vital services even further.
Chucky, I run a business. Marketing is an essential aspect of the business. And I admit it's often difficult to really find a terrific marketing firm that you could stay with long term. I thought I heard you say you were launching it. Is it already launched? You're already in business?
We are currently in business on our sort of full-scale digital marketing strategy. This is another service pillar, which we're launching, again, which lowers that barrier to entry for people who need these sort of one-off services. Or, you know, let's say you're a real estate agent and you want to have, you know, more clout. So you want more Facebook likes or more Instagram followers, right? You could come to us and just get those things done at a good price point and get it done successfully.
So, Chucky, I totally get what you're doing. It makes tons of sense. I'm the president of LaunchBoom. We're one of the largest crowdfunding agencies in the world. That is a common need that comes up with all the companies I deal with. They all say, hey, Will, can you help me run my social media? Hey, can you help me run my blogs? And it's just a service that we don't provide yet. We don't do all those things. So I do see value with what you're proposing. The question I have is, how much are these packages going to run? Have you thought through that yet?
Sure. So we're trying to put it at a price point from anywhere, you know, minimum of $300 to, let's say, $1,000 a month. Right? Depending on what it is. So we have stuff like a Facebook booster, which will boost your Facebook likes for, you know, $300 a month to up to $700 a month, depending on how many likes you want. We have a Pinterest optimizer that's like $1,000 a month. And that just gets you more clicks from Pinterest, increases your Pinterest followers, right? Post content on there. So there's a lot of value there. And, you know, we're looking at margins to be anywhere from you know, 40% and up.
Chuck, that was a really clean pitch. Here's a few pieces of advice. When you answered the questions from these great entrepreneurs, your answers were much better than the pitch. You were in detail about this is the entry-level client. There's a tremendous amount of need. You got the real estate agent, the insurance broker, financial planner, all of these individuals that are being taken advantage of, and you're giving a deliverable, direct solution to an entry-level position. And that was never said except for in detail on the answers of the questions. So as a lesson to everyone on the pitch, think about what would your questions be when I was listening to my own pitch. I still videotape myself and I interview myself. I sit there and look, how credible am I? Where's my emotional attachment? So everybody out there that's watching Chuck, realize this is an extraordinary business. Really good job though, Chuck. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Now we hear from Sean Parkinson, Vice President of Mask Station. Sean, take it away.
Thanks so much, David. I quickly want to paint a picture of a situation that we've all been in before. You get to the barbershop, the doctor's office, the nail salon, or any appointment for that matter, and all of a sudden you realize you've forgotten or lost your mask. It's happened to all of us. But what do? Do you go back to your car? Maybe it's raining out. You go home. You need a solution, and you need that solution now. A solution that should be found at the entrance of every responsible business. That solution, the touchless mask station. Capable of safely dispensing a North American-made mask in moments, it takes all forms of payments. All major credit cards, debit cards, even Apple and Android auto pay. Here we see the TMS 2, for institutions such as schools, airports, stadiums, safely are offering a large volumes of masks is a challenging problem. And we believe the TMS 400 is up for the task. This can dispense a mask in 5 seconds using this contactless sensor. We are seeking the touchless mask station is in production and in stock now. We're a small Canadian company looking to flatten the curve and finally travel again. But we can't do it alone. We're seeking distribution partners and wholesale channels to bring this exciting product to market. And if you're looking for a mask solution today, you need to call us. These mask stations for a TMS 1900 with the sensor starts at only $1,900. And a TMS 400, great for stadiums with the sensor, starts at only $2,200.
So we did not use all of our time. I'll tell you, the first minute, I was about to turn to these guys and say, I feel the New Yorker coming out at me and saying, we got to pitch you here, right?
Yeah. Me but, too.
I don't know what happened. You hit the 60-second mark and you just kind of, I don't know, what happened? You fell apart. You started looking down. You're reading the wrong thing. So back to David's point from earlier, record yourself. Look at it over and over again. See how you can improve it. I love the fact that you included those products, those stations, because you know visuals are so important and people miss that. You know, people come on camera, they got stupid things in the background that are just distracting, that have nothing to do with their pitching. But you really nailed it with that. But you know, you got to work on the pitch itself. Also, is this profitable? Yeah. Is this already launched? You know, some of those kinds of some of those data points would be really helpful in the pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the product is launched. We have them all over Canada right now. We're trying to get them into the States because obviously that's a larger market and there's a lot more cases down there and things like that. And it has been proven that masks do limit the spread of COVID. So we just think it'd be a lot more beneficial down there.
Let me tell you a quick story that reminds me of this. I was blessed to be asked to do a TED Talk, and they have all these specific rules. Like you can't use, I tell my story again and again, right? And you can't use McDonald's and you can't say, and I got so caught up. I had to prepare like 3 days because I just couldn't get comfortable. And that's what I felt like when I watched you pitch. It's like, okay, you have an established business. You know the profit margins. You know how it's distributed. You know how it's marketed. You know how it's sold. All you want to do is do that in America like you are in Canada. You have the visualization, so you don't have to explain what it is more than just walking up to the machine and going, hey, have you ever gone to the barbershop? Which, by the way, I thought was a great example with your haircut. And then, right, emotional connection. And then it described, oh, here's the first machine that you can recover your costs on. It's a profit center for the people. I'm selling to this, and this in Canada. There's 10 times as many of those people in the United States with 10 times the demand. It's just a story. I screwed up my TED Talk the same way you screwed up your pitch, and we both got incredible content. So as soon as you can tell that story, exactly what's happening today, you have it easier than anyone because you just got to describe what you're already doing. You're not prophesizing in the future you'll be able to do it. You'll have an excellent pitch. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
The contestants have given their pitches, and now it's decision time for the judges. I'd like to thank Will Ford from Launch Boom for coming on the show today and giving some great advice and feedback to our contestants. We'll be right back to announce today's winner on 2 Minute Drill.
Hi, this is Scott Absher, CEO at ShiftPixie, here to present this week's Impact Award on behalf of Junior Achievement Worldwide. What I love about this pick for the Impact Award is how driven this entrepreneur is to serve others, especially those facing truly difficult circumstances. What Jaden Risner and Family Proud are doing to connect families in need with a better support system, help them deal with even the most serious healthcare challenges, is inspiring, and I'm honored to recognize your organization. Jaden, a donation of $1,000 has been made in your name to JA Worldwide, whose mission it is to prepare young people for employment and entrepreneurship while ensuring they have the tools to be financially capable adults. Congratulations, Jaden.
Welcome back. Now the moment we've all been waiting for. Rory, the CEO of Verb, will choose the best pitch and the winner of over $50,000 in cash and prizes. Rory, I'm dying to know what you think.
David, I mean, look, we had, a group of contestants there, and, a couple of them just, weren't in it. You know, they just weren't there. They didn't bring it, and it was tough to watch. And as to the balance of them, I would say, they got, 85% there, right? Nobody was really wow, give me my checkbook right now,
tough
right?
Tough choice.
Yeah, right. But there were a couple of good ones, just not over the top is kind of where I came out on it,
So what do you think? Who's the winner of this week's 2 Minute Drill?
Well, I think looking at the kind of business, the potential for the business, I think we have to go with the win-win goes to Juan.
Hey.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Prayers answered for sure. Sorry for the first question. Siri popped up and tried to ask me a question. I'm like, no, Siri, not now.
That's the problem with the virtual pitching. But you did a great job, Juan. You're in a great space.
Thank you.
Obviously one that Rory and I are very excited about. We only wish you continued success. And congratulations for winning 2 Minute Drill.
Well done, Juan. Well done.
Fantastic job, Rory. And once again, congratulations to our winner, who's taking home over $50,000 in cash and prizes. Thank you, Scott Absher from ShiftPixie. Big shout out to Junior Achievement Worldwide. Congratulations to all of our contestants. Most importantly, thank you to Clarity Experiences for producing this amazing show. I'd like to recognize all of our generous sponsors for providing over $50,000 of cash and prizes to our contestants. Remember, everyone, be kind to your future self and do good deeds. See you next week on 2 Minute Drill.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you'd like. My only ask is you help me empower others to empower others to be happy.